Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Okay, so hold on. Let me delete this stuff so I could, and I'm just going to jump right into all the other stuff we're going to do today. We've got a lot. That was fun, though. That was a fun convo. Love you guys. Super fun. Thanks for the words. Outside lands all this week. We've got code words at 905, 1205, 505, and 605. Janie's got you twice. We'll give you the code word. You text it to our contest line, and you're in the running for a pair of three-day general admission passes for Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat. The list goes on and on and on. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Okay, I want to start with day drinking with Seth Meyers and Paul Rudd. So every day, actually, I don't even have to tape them anymore because I have the apps for all these. I pay, like everybody, for all these streaming services. So every day, I get through whatever I, you know, we do our show, I get home, you know, take care of business. And then in the afternoon, I sit down and I watch all the late night talk shows from the night before. And my favorite, and it hasn't always been this way, but I absolutely love Seth Meyers. He's great. He's on, I want to say he's on NBC, and he's on after Jimmy Fallon, who I never watch because I just don't care about him at all. He's fluff. I feel like he's my little, you know, TV soulmate. I just love him. I think he's great. So he does this bit once in a while called day drinking. And I've seen, I want to see, say the most recent one I'd seen was Dua Lipa. And she's funny on that. And it is just that. They find a bar in New York City. They sit down together. They start drinking. There's all these funny bits that they've worked into the thing. So, and I like when he does the closer look, which is like his regular feature. But sometimes he puts this one in. So he does a day drinking with Paul Rudd, and they've been friends for a really long time. And Paul, I love Paul Rudd, right. And I watch it with John, and we are howling. It's the funniest thing I've seen in so long. It's just dumb, but it's so funny. And I say to Maddie this morning, I'm like, oh my God, I want to mention this. I want you to put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I go, I think it's like maybe 8-10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And so Maddie comes back, he finds it, and he says, sorry, that's over 20 minutes long. I'm like, impossible. It can't be. Like, it's just the fastest 20 minutes of your life. Like, it's so funny.
It went fast. I watched it this morning, and I didn't mean to watch the whole thing. I'm, like, doing other stuff. And it was so good. It was so good.
The whole bit is televised, yeah. Or is this the longer extended
televised
version?
Actually, that's a good question. It seemed like, now that I think about it, all the things that were in it, so they start by it's their day drinking, and it's all about, you know, having funny things that are happening during this day drinking, and they're making these dumb cocktails that are just awful. And Paul Rudd is promoting that movie. I think it's called Killing a Unicorn, How to Kill It. What happens when you kill? Hold on. I have it here somewhere.
Death of a Unicorn.
Thank you so much. Death of a Unicorn. Bob to the rescue, which also stars Jenna Ortega. So he's in there and he's wearing like a unicorn cowboy hat and he's got this unicorn shirt on. Eventually, he ends up barfing into the hat. Like, this is how serious this day drinking stuff is. He actually like kind of horks into the hat, has a whole costume change. It's dumb, but it's so funny. And I believe the whole thing is up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, correct?
Yeah, that movie has 55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's not good. Is it even out yet? When is it out?
He didn't promote it all that well when he was on the day drinking. He kind of did it quickly.
No, barely, then, yeah. I'm sure that was why he was there.
Yeah.
Ostensibly. But then they were really there because they're pals.
Well, I like to think, this is just my own personal view on it. I mean, first of all, I used to love to day drink. I think that's super fun.
Oh, how funny.
No. But I do think as a person that doesn't drink anymore, that when I'm around people that drink, they think they're a lot funnier than they actually are.
Yes.
I want to assume these guys go into this with some ideas of what they're going to do.
There are clearly writers involved, yeah, okay, and there's all these things, but it becomes more and more difficult for them to
stay on course.
They do this one thing, and by the way, it looks like this is out. I'm looking at places I can see this right now. So Death of a Unicorn with 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. So they wind up toward the end, they're just hammered, and they're going to do this thing where they have 1 minute to memorize the script to a famous scene. And it happens to be the one from Taken that we've all seen with, you know, I have a very particular set of skills.
Yes.
So it's that one. So Paul Rudd, you know, they both sit there and they try to memorize it. And then he's got a flip phone, you know, because it's olden times. You know how fast technology goes. And they go and they start that bit. And it just gets... And then it never stops. Like, they get past the part that they've memorized, and now they're just having arguments with each other and with the kidnapper and talking about the daughter.
I got one clip here where they start talking about, you know, the daughter, and I'll play it.
And they're
you.
Just doing the worst, like, Irish accent thing. It's here's so the, funny. The...
If you let my daughter go, I'll be on my way. I'll not bother you anymore. And instead, you go about living your life. But other...
And he hands the phone to Seth.
Did I mention, one of the key skills is killing. I feel like when I said particular set of skills, it was vague. Also, my daughter, she's a lot.
Here's the truth. She's going to drive you friggin' mental. She's furious. I never took her to the Eras tour.
It's honestly, that is like this tiny little chunk of this thing that just keeps going and going. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. We put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It will make your Thursday.
Yeah.
It really will.
It's really, it just gets like wilder and wilder by the, I mean, John, I've never sat there and just laughed out loud for that long. Like, my cheeks hurt, my stomach was killing. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, day drinking with Seth Meyers.
You loved
up
it.
Now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I just really felt like I immediately sent myself an email going, oh my God, I got to let our listeners know. I think it's very important that everyone knows about this, the particular set of skills. Okay, so there's that. Next up is Bill Shatner. He was at one time the oldest dude to go into space a couple years ago. Well, he's 94 now. But when he was 90, he went up. And I think some other 90-year-old who was born a little bit earlier in the same year has since broken the record. But Gail King is about to go up on this all-woman journey to the stars. And so he came on to give her some advice. He talks about how they're going to make you wear a diaper. And I thought... I guess it makes sense, right? What if you were so scared that you wet yourself and then you had to sit there in your wee for however long it took to get back down? You know, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
You know? So let's see. I can find his exact quote here. He said, that's what I was. I thought I'd talk to you about going up into space and how chancy and wonderful and how exciting it is. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Shatner said, I don't want you to wear that dress because it's the color of blood. We don't want any blood. And then he says, you're on an adventure. You've got to embrace it. And then he talks about how you're going to feel like you're going to die, but you're not going to die. And you better have a diaper on. There are no bathroom facilities. It's a long trip. They're going to give you diapers. So just something to keep in the back of your mind if you're thinking about going. I have to assume... All those guys must have worn diapers. You know, all the they were in It's not like there's a place. I get it. If you're on the ISS, you're floating around, you're wearing whatever they wear on there. You're not wearing a spacesuit. But if you're going to the moon and back, like, you're in that spacesuit the whole time, right? So that's got to be.
You know what's funny is when you put into Google, do astro, before I can even get to astro, it filled in wear diapers.
Yeah. Like, and the answer's got to be yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a maximum absorbency garment, a mag.
Oh. Yeah, they wear mags, not diapers, mags.
Adult diaper to manage urination.
Mm.
Get your mags.
You know, one time I was in Florida with my parents and they're old now. Hi, Mom and Dad. And I had some kind of stomach thing going on.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tell me you didn't wear a diaper.
No.
Your mom gave you one of her diapers and you wore it.
I didn't wear a diaper. So, and by the time we were leaving, so now we got a 2-hour drive to the airport and it's, you know, we're getting on the plane.
Oh, my God. So, you wore a diaper.
I didn't wear a diaper. So my mom was going on and on about you know, listen, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You just put this, and she shows me this diaper and they're tiny, like these adult diapers. They're like, you know, tiny little things you look, and they spread out. They get big. There's room in them. And so I'm like, Mom, you know, A, I don't want to talk to you about this. B, I'm not going to do that. And C, goodbye. I got to go. I'll see you later. I'll be fine. Don't worry. And so I get to the airport and I'm going through my purse to try to get my ID out and all the things that you do. And there's, like, you know, the slotted in diapers in my, she'd snuck them into my purse.
You're going to need this, dear.
Yeah, honey, you've been exploding all week. You need these. But it's just all I could think about was, like, if I was going to go into space, I mean, I guess at that point I'd have to acquiesce and say, all right, I'll wear the diaper.
You know, this makes me feel like I see young people now and they're so well traveled and often they're like, I'm not even going to school yet. I'm taking gap 10 years and I'm going to travel and I'm going to there's a bit of jealousy in me. But now as I see, you know, someone who's well traveled finds themselves older going, well, what else is there?
Right.
I guess space. For me, I haven't been to France. So, like, for me, I'm like, I don't know, diaper needed. I'm going to check out France, maybe Italy, and a couple other little
great.
Europe, you know, travel will do me fine. And as
if you had the opportunity to just do those quick up and down things, those
I'm
space
not doing
things,
that.
You wouldn't do it?
No. Nah.
Mm. Even though it'd be so fun to wear a diaper?
I think that there are certain things that take more work than the moment in time that you get.
Right.
There.
I'm sure there's so much prep that
all
goes into
all the
that.
Stuff. I mean, even certain times I'm watching TV where I see a guy's made a TV appearance and I think, I know how much goes into that 2 seconds you spent on camera.
Yep.
You know, the planning, the getting that person to the set, the getting that person into
in makeup,
costume
in
and all
costume, right.
And then that person walks across the screen and they're done. And you go, well, cameos are important to someone's career, but that probably took all day.
Yeah.
And you were on camera for 1 second.
Or you got cut.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Not just about the diaper then.
All that for 1 second of, you know, what are two...
Weightlessness?
Really?
I would love to.
You would?
I would love to. All right. I would. But I also do want to go to France and Italy. I mean, those sound lovely as well.
I even think, and
Mars?
I'm not,
okay.
I don't have an interest in skydiving, but they put those, like, you drive forever, you get out there, that you got to go through the class.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot for that momentary thrill.
Yeah.
I'm not interested, but I'm just saying that's another example of, like,
just like a lot goes into it.
Yeah.
And to me, something like diving out of a plane, I'm worried about it the whole time. Like, if I'm going to go into space, I give up. Like, I have to accept that bad things I've seen in my lifetime. Really bad things happen to people who go into space. Like, you just got to kind of let that go. Jumping out of a plane, I'm like, I don't want to be thinking the whole time, like, well, you don't have to do this. And you could
jumping
die.
Out of a plane. Like, I think there's also potential for me to go. Yeah,
I'm not
going to
do it.
Like,
yes.
There are things I'll do surfing where you, if I could put you in me, and you could see what I'm seeing, you'd go,
don't
are
do it!
You are a nut job.
Don't do it!
But I have some ability earned over the course of many years that have been able to put me in that spot where I feel like
I can do this.
I can make this. Or I know I can't make this. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Yes. Like there's some skill involved.
Inside you going, no, I think you can do it. Let's do this thing.
But jumping from a plane?
I know.
There's no prep. There's no, it's just a matter of saying, push me.
And it's, you know, I think
kick me in the butt.
Don't they make you strap onto someone at first too? Like, I'm uncomfortable with that as well. Like, there's so much there that I'm just not.
Guys are no fun.
I know.
It would be awesome to do.
Go ahead and do it. Go do it.
I've done it.
Oh, goodness. Bob. Bob, you're so brave.
You jumped from a plane.
Yeah, for my mom's 60th birthday.
Oh, what
were
fun.
You tethered to a person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But they actually, it's not jumping. They make you fall out of the plane. Like, you have to surrender out of the plane, which
is surrender.
Which is part of the class, part. Right?
Did you close your eyes?
No.
You just kept them open.
I was
open
there
and
for it, you know?
Oh,
I'm not
going to
miss it.
Are you an adrenaline person?
Normal amount.
What about bungee jumping?
No.
What about backflips on a...
It's so weird that someone would say no to bungee jumping, but...
Bungee jumping seems way more sketchy to me.
Like, than jumping from... What did
there's
you
something
do?
About
what was
it.
The height? 5,000, 4,000, 3,000?
I don't remember.
Oh.
To me, bungee jumping is I'm definitely popping an eyeball. And the carnies that are setting this thing up off this sketchy-ass bridge...
Well, that's
are,
my experience
you know,
for sure.
Right. No thanks. At least when you are jumping out of a plane, I'm assuming if you're doing that in America, that there are like codes and checklists and licenses and inspections. Like I feel better about that than I do. I like bungee jumping is a hard no. That would be if you and I ever did the Amazing Race, you would have to do the bungee jumping.
I'm not interested in doing it again. But I've
but
done
you
it.
You could do
I
it.
I could do it.
Yeah,
yes.
I could not do it.
Well, good. You can jump from the plane then.
I'll jump from the plane. You jump out of the bungee. I don't want to do either one of them.
I don't get that logic at all.
Yeah. Oh,
no. I was pointing the
clock. Oh, the clock.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, oh.
I just want to say one more thing really quick. There, the new season of South Park, the whole season, they've dropped a trailer. I laughed out loud at it. I'm easy, though. I laugh at everything, apparently. But I did put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. These guys always just on the nose, like in every scene, they're talking about whatever thing that is happening in America right now. And there's a plane crashing behind them, like in every scene. It's so funny. It's just, it's hilarious. The world today. Oh, God, let's give them a third term. Now, let's find out what's happening in the news. Vincenzo.
Old people habits that are extremely dangerous after these.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan for your shot at $250 in bonus bets.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Have to stop the world just to start the feeling.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yeah. Best day of the week.
Oh, yeah. You always say that. Who are you trying to convince?
Everybody. It's full of hope. Thursday is the day of hope. Hoping for the weekend.
We do all seem like we're in great moods today. Everything. Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a great day.
All right. Listen to our show live every day. Get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. All week, we're looking for the funniest, most entertaining, Maddiest texts from our listeners.
No more Maddie texts. Just don't even text about Maddie so he has no choice because he keeps picking things that are about him.
I did one time.
Get to that room. You're picking things about people in that room. The room right next to us.
Throughout the morning show, text us your best.
Maddie.
800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice. We got a couple texts. There's been some great ones, by the way, but this one.
Yeah, you guys have stepped your game up.
408 says, heading up to Tahoe right now, going through Sacramento and listening to my favorite radio team on Odyssey. I'll let you know how the snow is. Do it. Let us know.
Yes.
It's probably epic.
Mm.
707 says, the missus probably got rid of that snowboard after the bicycle rim left the garage.
Well,
you people remember everything. My goodness. Mm. That is not... You don't... Never mind.
I like the show. I'm happy about it. Remember it all.
Yeah.
Yay.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Hit us up. Okay. So... you may or may not be a TikTok person. I personally am not.
Yeah.
But I know it's going around.
That's for sure.
It's a thing.
It seems like everybody's on the TikTok.
But that was supposed to go away because it was supposed to become owned by an American company or be gone. It turns out when Trump took office, he declined to enforce the ban for 75 days to try and reach a deal. And so now the deal that's in place is this. The law is requiring a deal to be in advanced negotiations before April 5th. That's the new deadline.
That's Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
In advanced negotiations.
And there are lots of bidders. Oracle.
Okay. Oh.
A private equity firm, Blackstone.
Oh.
Let's see here. It looks like Amazon has made a last.
Oh, Amazon would be, they've got all the money.
Ditch proposal to become the new owner of TikTok.
Are they talking price here? Like, what is something like TikTok
worth? I don't
see
any prices. It does sound like they're keeping that out of, because I'm looking at a story in the Merck News and they're saying these things are in motion as we speak. And they are trying to keep TikTok on in America before the April 5th deadline.
Well, all the TikTokers are thrilled. Woo!
Microsoft has expressed interest in TikTok. I can see why anyone would want this.
Yes.
That's where the bodies are.
People love TikTok. And they're just, I mean, everywhere. They're like embedded in every story that I read.
Mm-hmm. So just to update you, that deadline is fast approaching and they've got to be in advanced negotiations with someone or someones.
Yeah, right.
Well, one or two people, or sorry, companies, before this weekend.
Has their parent company said, yeah, okay, well, we'll do there it. There are a couple.
So I can't get into all this stuff. There's too much detail here, but there are a couple things that have to happen beyond them agreeing on a price. And that includes Trump agreeing to it and the president, the leader of China has to agree to it. So there's that besides the companies coming to a conclusion, the two leaders that of the countries involved also have to agree.
I'm sure that'll work out. That'll be fine. Remember, he's such a diplomat.
You know what's funny? We were talking about technology earlier.
Technology.
And I don't know what.
Technology.
I've had to just back off of world politics. I used to be really involved and I had a red phone. Put in my two cents often.
It's right. Didn't even have a dial. You just were able to.
As the head of the Alice News Network, they do want to talk to me from time to time.
Well, you're very influential.
I know. I know. I know that, Sarah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure you're well aware.
Anyway, I'm watching NBC Bay Area News. Wait. Yeah, whatever. And they put up our president.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the new tariffs. And he's holding a piece of cardboard.
Oh.
And he's like, these are the new, percentages. And I'm looking at this thing going, all the technology in the world. And we're still doing tag board posters.
Mm. Couldn't we do a screen share here?
Can
we just pop that up there? Is there a PowerPoint guy in the house?
He couldn't. Elon's like in the office with him daily.
Oh, he's busy sobbing over Tesla prices.
And he couldn't get, I was like, I can't believe it. He's holding, the thing you'd make when you were a kid?
Yeah, sure. It was like the idea board where you brought in and then you did your presentation.
It's not stiff enough, so the thing ends up like, bowing out and then finally falling off and scooting away. And you're like, oh, hold on!
This presentation is a disaster!
My goddamn visual aids are on the run. Hold on a second.
Oh, yield. Visual aid.
Anyway, yeah, sure enough.
Mm, isn't
that
wonderful?
At the highest level. There's a tag board. It did have the presidential seal on it, but I was like,
"Oh goodness, that's thank goodness."
We can't go to some kind of
had anybody drawn Sharpie loops onto it?
There were no Sharpie loops, but I really was surprised. I mean, I feel like any meeting here in Silicon Valley, they're putting together all kinds of elaborate decks with all kinds of different ways to show you.
And you did mention, Elon Musk is supposedly like the king of all of this.
He's right there.
So why is he not doing the cyber?
But the poster board. It's a nice throwback.
Mm-hmm.
I really, all the speeches I've done in my day, I went.
Someone needs to get him, Patricia Cornwell's latest book. Here you go, Mr. President. It's the good old days.
What was that thing called where you'd put the clear thing on the thing and then the light would shine.
Overhead
and,
projection?
Yeah.
The overhead projector.
Like even that would have made more sense in that moment. But okay.
Man.
Tag
those
board.
Things are the greatest.
You liked them?
Yes. Did you not enjoy that? Like they'd break all the lights. They turn off all the lights in your classroom. They wheel that thing in. You'd be like, all right, wake me up when it's over.
I did love, we all grew up with that stuff. Mm. I loved that there would be a teacher that just walked around with that dry erase ink on their hand because they were always like, grr!
Yep.
Rewriting something.
Huh. Yep.
By the way, a teacher did write in earlier, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it in time.
Oh,
but
what did they mention?
60-year-old teacher here. Just yesterday, we were talking about teaching without computers, chalkboards, overhead projectors, Scantrons, technology.
Scantrons, my goodness.
Has really changed how we do our job.
Yeah.
Not entirely. I mean, there was at the highest level, tag board. All right.
Mm.
I mean, it was well done. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't printed, hand printed.
Oh, they didn't? Oh, I thought you were saying that they had like hand lettered the thing.
No,
oh, that was,
no.
Oh, geez, Louise.
No.
That's.
No, it was not handwritten, but it was surprising. Paper.
Mm. Well,
all right.
Somebody print that out.
People are sharing wild and straight up dangerous habits their grandparents refused to give up.
Oh, like smoking.
Well, smoking is one of the stories. Yes. Yeah. Let's see here.
My mom's not giving that
Here
up.
It is. None of my grandparents are still alive, but my paternal grandmother was a heavy, heavy. She would light a cigarette in one room, puff on it a couple times, set it in an ashtray, go into another room where she was doing something entirely else, mm-hmm. and light a new cigarette and have that one burning as well.
Oh, so like the whole house just smelled fantastic.
Of course, she developed emphysema and ended up on an oxygen tank, but it didn't stop her from smoking, and we would be terrified now that the oxygen tank is in with the multi-room cigarette routine that she's got, that she was going to blow herself up. My grandmother, who lived until she was 92, used to get her toast out of the electric toaster using not one but two metal forks, like tongs.
They do say you'll get electric shocked if you do that.
No matter how many times her kids and grandkids or great-grandkids tried to slap them out of her hand.
Is that what killed her in the end?
No, they actually say here she died of something else, by the way.
Mm. Oh.
My grandma would dip raw meat right into the flour container so she wouldn't waste flour. She saw my eyes get wide when she put the pork chop right into her flour container and said, I've been doing this for 60 years and it hasn't killed us yet.
Huh, even I wouldn't do that.
And yet, that is a quote right from your mouth. Vinny!
I'm still alive.
I still am after all these
it's
years.
It's interesting, though, to think that you're... I mean, I guess all of the flour that it touches, it pulls out with it.
Are you going to defend this?
I'm just thinking about it. I'm not defending anything. I'm having thoughts.
My grandparents give everyone, friends and family, a nickname based on their appearance.
Oh.
And say it to their faces.
Mm.
Example, my grandfather's brother was nicknamed Rat Man.
Oh, because he looked ratty? Or was it because he just chased rats or he...
I had a rat face.
Little rat face, yeah. Some people have that. It's not completely unattractive.
My grandpa's wild. I've seen him digging into his ears with scissors, a knife.
Oh, my God.
I know doctors try to say Q-tips aren't for ears, but surely they're safer than knives.
Yeah. Seems like it. You got to get him one of those little, you know, those ear candle things. Or just go to a head and neck surgeon, and they'll pull out the chunk of wax that's no doubt. And I mean, somebody's at grandfather age, and they're worried at their... probably so just impacted, compacted wax in there. They probably, you know what? If you're a grandpa and you're listening, you probably can't hear us because you have so much wax smashed in your ear. If you just went and got that pulled out, maybe your hearing would come back. You'd be able to hear your feet shuffling along as you walk.
My Mexican grandmother used to put Vicks Vapor Rub directly onto her throat when it was sore. Like,
oh, as in she reached down her throat with a fingerful of that and rubbed it on there.
When I had a sore, this is another one. When I had a sore throat or cold, my grandma would try to make me swallow a fingerful of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, my God.
I would tell her, no, grandma.
You rub it on and then the vapors are there to inhale.
It says not to ingest it right there on the bottle.
Don't eat this
stuff. She would show me it was okay and swallow it.
Hasn't killed me yet, young
By the way, they say here, she lived to be a sassy 102.
Oh, boy.
So I guess it was okay.
Maybe every day we should each take a spoonful of Vicks Vapor Rub. You didn't get that from me, though.
I'm pretty sure not. Like, let's not. Or, right. Really.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Anyway, I thought those were kind of fun.
They're definitely kind of fun.
12% of people... It should be more because you know you get these things home and don't eat them. 12% of Americans don't take food home from restaurants when they don't finish their meal. They just don't.
Even if they...
Would you like a box with that? No, thanks.
Oh.
You know why? Because you bring that home, put it in the fridge. It doesn't do anything for 4 to 5 or 6 days. And then you go, is this even still edible? I can't eat this, can I? When did we go to... Honey! When did we go to Olive Garden?
6 weeks ago, dear. That's now a culture. That's a special bacteria culture that we're growing in our fridge.
We're going to use that to make sourdough one day. Don't worry about it.
I will take it home and I will eat it.
Oh, good.
If I take it home. But a lot of times I go out to eat and I have to go do something afterward. I don't want to carry that around or have that sitting.
What do you mean?
You know, if you have to, like, say you went out to eat and then you went to see a show.
Oh, I thought.
I'm not leaving that in my car to fester, which is what food does when you leave it be. It festers. I don't know. I definitely would keep pizza. There's leftover pizza. Box that up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep a dressed salad. That's not happening.
There's things that work better for sure, and that you'll get, and you'll be glad too. Because if you take a steak home in the morning, you go, oh my gosh, or not really morning, but whatever. There's a slice of pizza in there.
Right. I like to do a steak because then I can do steak and eggs.
I agree with that too.
Slice that bitch up.
They say middle-aged Gen Xers and millennials are slightly more likely to keep their leftovers, while Gen Zers and baby boomers are slightly less likely to take the extra food home. I'll take it home. I just never get around to it.
Yeah. Well, it's a running joke in most people's houses about how, like, you know, you make a little bit more food than everybody eats, and so you put that in Tupperware and you put it in your fridge to throw out later. And then, you know, you bring home stuff from a restaurant. It sits in your fridge. You don't even know what it is. And you can't even remember what was yours or not because you'd been drinking at the thing. And you're like, what's this? Oh, God, it looks terrible. And then later you throw it out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're looking for your text today, and we've got prizes.
Yeah, we do. We have tickets for Trevor Noah and George Lopez. Both shows you get tickets to if you win today's funniest text.
415.
You were cackling about something earlier.
Well, I read a few of them to you, but here's one. 415 says, your nicknames, Baldy, Bon Jovi, an incredibly handsome, perfect-haired Studley Mountaineer.
That's a winner right there. That is.
We can call it a day.
Yep.
We can call it a day.
My hair is too long to be compared to John Bon Jovi's now. So I don't like that one.
Oh.
That's a no.
Okay.
408 says, but the ear spoon, you guys taught me about that. Yeah, the ear spoon is a thing.
You know, I think I bought the ear spoon. It must be around my house somewhere. I'll have to check and see. Maybe the mice are eating tiny bowls of oatmeal with it.
Cats can jump up to 6 times their length.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm just saying.
That's a thing.
I mean, can they? Is that true?
They're good jumpers.
Yeah.
Yeah. As they get older, it gets sadder. Like the thing that they used to easily be able to jump up to, they're like falling back down. It's like, oh, that's so sad.
415 says, another teacher here. We had a science fair and it was all those trifold cardboard displays. So fun. Oh. Yeah, I mean, in the olden days, we all did that. That's why seeing it there at the highest level of government, I went.
Turns out that's a useful skill we learn in school.
They walked him out there with a tag board. I mean, I'm telling you, it was professional and it had the seal on it. Right. But I just went.
He's holding it in his hand. Oh, he's holding it. It wasn't just sitting on a stand.
No, here's the tariffs. These are y'all in the rest of the world. And I'm sure the rest of the world was like. He's got the highest tech guy in the... Elon is standing up side stage.
Maybe we're trying to show the world we don't need them. We don't need your technology or anything else. We're going to make it all here and not pay tariffs on it. Your imports, they're going to cost too much for anybody to buy. So much for the price of stuff going down, huh?
Yeah, that you can kiss that goodbye. Oh, I can't read that one. Bezos already bought TikTok and had it delivered to his house.
Oh.
But the porch pirate stole it.
Oh, now he's just trying to get it back. You got it.
That's a good one.
Porch pirating is the way, because of the way we get everything shipped to our house now, that is, I'm sure, a legitimate business model for some people. No, I just go around and pick up things off people's porches and then I resell them on eBay.
I saw guys, I drive the coast home a lot, hoping that I'm going to get to surf. And I saw one of the guys, there's a lot of people that camp just outside Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Camp, you know.
Live.
Right. And I saw a guy riding a bike, and he's one of those guys. I know him because I see him all the time. Crazy, wild beard and, you know, hasn't showered in a minute or whatever. But he's riding someone's bike. And he's got a box that he's breaking open as he's riding the bike down the road. And I'm like, mother, that guy just stole that. I know he just stole that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you hit him, right?
No. Oh. What are you talking about? But that porch pirate thing is what some people are living on.
Yeah.
No question. Sarah.
Yara.
Check out Lodi Parachute Center nearby. They've had 28 skydiving deaths since 1985.
I'm not going to go there.
And they're still open.
Not going. Well, maybe there's an allowable amount. It's like there's an allowable amount of maggots in a can of mushrooms. Look it up. You know, there's an allowable amount.
Of maggots.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that in school and I never forgot it. There's allowable amounts of foreign material, things that are allowed to be like, oh, well, there's an allowable amount of rat poop that's allowed in flour on your pork chop.
What are that's you doing? What you remember.
Yeah. Huh. From my like
650 says, haha, bungee jump twice, no problem. Skydive, no bleeping way.
Yeah.
650, the app.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I had to choose between bungee jumping and jumping tandem out of a plane, I'm going to go for the jumping out of a plane. I am not choosing either of those things of my own free will in this lifetime. I can't. There's no scenario where I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Parachuting the man or the bear?
Parachuting, I guess. I mean, the bear's dangerous. I'm not saying the bear's not dangerous. Do you know about this, Bob? It's like the question of whether or not you're in the woods. I mean, what's your choice? The man or the bear? You want to run into that man? He's got a rifle and his hat's on backwards and he's all in camo. And hey, you sure are pretty. I ain't seen a girl in some time now. Or you want the bear?
The bear.
No, thank you.
That impression was insulting.
Yeah, what? It really is not. Or the guy is like, hey, if you're lost, I'd be happy to direct you. I'm around these woods often. This is my kind of place. How about I get you back to
that? You know what that sounds like to
place?
Me? You look lost. How long you been out? You hungry?
Why?
Were you with people? Did you get separated from your party?
All right.
Sheesh. I got a little cabin over here. It doesn't have a dungeon in it. I swear.
What's the difference between
the bear?
What's the difference between Brussels sprouts and boogers?
I don't know what.
Kids don't eat Brussels sprouts.
Hilarious. See, people are sending their jokes. It doesn't beat cockies.
I like it when they're
we know what you like.
Yes,
we
know
exactly what you like.
Jokes,
we learned that yesterday.
Yes.
We're
learning all the time.
Your
the
dad
cheat
jokes.
Code is Maddie.
He's on the show. We're so late. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, is Kelly Clarkson a quitter or what?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.